Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market's going to get off to a flat to negative start today. The futures finished down by 5 points. You'd be taking that with a grain of salt. More instructive is the price action that we saw for US and European markets last night, which really squarely fit into that pattern that you tend to see in bear markets, where initially you see rather energetic declines, and then you see the marginal buyer come back in and the losses are moderated to an extent. That's exactly what we saw. Although, having said that, the early moves in European trade were quite unsettling to begin with. The Stock 600, for example, the pan-European market, was down by 2.3%. That's a decent knock. It managed to eat into that loss by the close. It was down by 0.75% at the end of the session. But broadly, Europe was under pressure. The FTSE down 1.5%. UK growth figures last night were weaker than expected for the first quarter. The French market was down by 1%. The German DAX finished down by around 0.75%. The most important outcomes were to be found on Wall Street last night. So this week has been all about inflation in the US. The CPI figures the night before, quite hot. The PPI figures that were released last night, they were a bit of a mixed bag. The headline numbers were higher than expected. So the annualized pace of producer inflation coming in at 11%. That was above the 10.7% that was expected. And you also had the core rate of inflation come in a little bit below expectations at 8.8%. The market was looking for 8.9%. Either way, be it at a consumer or producer level, you are seeing uncomfortably high rates of inflation. Central banks are behind the eight ball in terms of adjusting interest rates accordingly. We know that, we've talked about it a lot. And what made the difference for the US markets last night was that in the late stages of trade, we had the head of the San Francisco Federal Reserve chime in and suggest that the more aggressive interest rate rises that are being talked about in the back end of the year might not necessarily be a fait accompli. And that was an important catalyst to see that late recovery. So to put this into context, you had the S&P 500 down by around 2% at session lows. The NASDAQ was down even more, down by 2.3%. Both of those indices were able to almost erase all of those losses. Still, the S&P 500 down by 0.1% at the close, but you saw the NASDAQ largely flat. So again, that's what I'm talking about in terms of that bear market price action. But Jerome Powell came out after the market closed and he had his two bits to say around the pathway for higher interest rates. Didn't necessarily put the markets at ease, but still, you know, now is a time to be tactical when it comes to these markets rather than necessarily being wedded to any particular position. And you can see that in the way that this volatility pans out from hour to hour, day to day, week to week. So in terms of the other things that stood out last night, we don't talk about cryptocurrencies all that much, but noteworthy was the fact that you saw Bitcoin break down through that $26,000 level. That's significant because it's the lowest level since December. There are a couple of important elements to consider here. You are seeing this move higher for interest rates, and that is going to be a headwind as far as other asset classes are concerned that don't necessarily provide you with a yield. And the cryptocurrencies fall squarely into that cohort. So that's one aspect of things. The other is that there has been a breakdown in the area of stable coins. Now, this is a very important development because it speaks to a whole lot of issues, but in terms of the cryptocurrencies and what they mean as an asset class, this is quite a substantial negative. It bears very close scrutiny to see how this pans out over the course of the medium term. But that has been another substantial weight on the cryptocurrency cohort more broadly. But elsewhere, still speaking about that yield situation, that has pushed the US dollar higher, which made a casualty of most commodity prices last night, particularly metals. So on the LME, copper, zinc, and tin down in the order of 3 to 5%. We've seen the re-emergence of concerns around Chinese property developers. The Sunac Group has defaulted on a coupon payment. That has been a factor weighing on iron ore prices, which are down by around 3% to around $130 per tonne. The balancing item to that is that there is a broad expectation that you're going to see Chinese authorities do more to support their economy, which will be a positive as far as iron ore is concerned. So important to balance that out in the bigger picture. Gold was down 1.6% last night. Oil had a little bit of a rebound last night. So the other important outcome to bear in mind, which could come home to roost a little bit as far as bank stocks are concerned, we talk a lot about interest rates naturally in this environment. Over the course of the last three sessions, you have seen a 10-year Treasury note fall quite substantially in yield terms. So overnight, it finished at around 2.84%. It has come down from a level close to 3.2% in recent days. That has been at the margins in terms of being a support for stocks, but there will be a moment where that kicks in on the positive side of things. Hasn't happened yet, so you just have to be wary that there will be a moment like that that will arise. As to its durability, that's another question, of course. The Aussie dollar has lost quite a bit of ground against the US dollar last night, so it's back to around 68.5 US cents.